Sarva-balava-varenya-kumaro Pratayabhataya-vampranipatya Lilaya-vitararam-nijadasyam Lilaya-vitararam-nijadasyam Sarva-balava-varenya-kumaro Pratayabhataya-vampranipatya Lilaya vitaratam ni jatasyam Lilaya vitaratam ni jatasyam O Shri Krishna, you are the son of Shri Nanda, the king of Braj. O Shri Radha, you are the daughter of the respected head of the Brajavasis, Shri Vrishabhanu Maharaj. Bowing down before the two of you, I beg, kindly grant me your service, for you can easily do so. Let me serve you. This is my simple request. Again, Rupa Goswami addresses the divine couple in these words. He says, you both are the children of the best of cowherders, the king of Braj, Snanda, and also King Vrishabhanu, the best of cowherders. I pray to you while offering my obeisances. I now surrender to you. Playfully give me service to you. With ease, give me service to you. In the previous verses, Rupa Goswami was absorbed in their sweet darshan. It's now almost as if the divine couple asks Rupa, do you just wish to look at us and relish? And Rupa Goswami says, you are dipped in sweetness. What else can I do than simply serve you? Now, when we stand before someone who is so attractive, after looking a little while at them, we feel it's time to go away, you know, but you can't look at them the whole day. Or if you don't want to go away, you have to do something else than just looking at them. So the thing is, you want to serve them. Prabhupada once said, service is the most congenial form of intimacy. In other words, to be close to someone is to serve them, not just look at them. Now, amongst all of Krishna's forms or lilas, his Manushya lila, not his Vaikuntha or Deva lila, is best, because in this Manushya lila, we get many opportunities to serve. See, only in Braj, Krishna gets hot or cold. In Vaikuntha, Narayan is surrounded by the most pleasant clima. We don't hear that he gets hot or that he gets cold. That is, I mean, he's above all these, no? But Krishna needs in the winter very thick blankets. You can see they are still made in Braj. Around this time, the cotton is taken from the fields and then it's put in these puffed up blankets, who are very hot in the winter. So, yes, in his Manushya or human like Leela, Krishna can be served with hot blankets. In Vaikuntha, there is also no cold winter. But here in branch, we know they put these little wood burners in the room where Krishna is. We saw that very nicely in the Leela. They put this, do you remember this pot with burning wood there? Krishna was rubbing his hands, and then put his hands on Radharani to make her also feel warm. And so this is not there in Narayan Leela. Only in Braj, Krishna feels hunger and also thirst. And Vaikuntha, we don't hear this. And when he is as Vamana Dev, we don't hear this. So in all other Leelas, services are not required as much as they are required in Vrindavan. Therefore, the Vrindavan Leela is for all sadhakas preferred because they can do service. Please remember, if you just look at the Lord, it will be interrupted. But if you serve, you will be always with Him. So I'm praying, says Rupa Goswami, please effortlessly give me service. He doesn't want to be a burden. He doesn't want to say, oh, Krishna, I'm so fallen and so disqualified, so it must be difficult for you to give me the proper service because I'm so clumsy and don't know anything. He says effortlessly, as if in play, give me service. This should not inconvenience you. This verse calls our attention to loving service, no? They are addressed as children, Radha and Krishna, as children of the best of God. Does it's a little, to children you are naturally a little bit more open and loving. When the devotee does service, he has to be absorbed inside in the sweetness of Radha and Krishna. And outside he does his service according to the need. But it's really important that this is spelled out in Vrindavan. To serve here Radha and Krishna, you should be absorbed in sweetness. For instance, it's a little bit cold now and we have foot warming shawls for the deities, so I should not put them just mechanically at the lotus feet. Or we have a blanket under which they disappear in the night. It should be, see, oh, I want to serve you for your pleasure. The importance of service is twofold. Inside, there's one thing going on, outside another. Inside, meditation on how sweet they are, how beautiful they are, how wonderful, and outside, do the need. But there's another thing. Service with devotion is the very life force of bhakti. It matures from unripe to ripe, and it must be always pleasing. The pleasure of the one who served is in the center, not your own pleasure. For instance, today we were able to offer Radha Ganaya Lal some rose smell, no? From the rose evaporating machine from Germany. So we chose a fragrance which they might like. This is always important to put them into the center. It's so much the life force of bhakti to put Krishna's interest in the center, that the devotee curses his ecstasy if it should obstruct him from serving Krishna nicely. The example is Daruka, the chariot driver of Krishna, who once went with Krishna through a hot area, hot environment. So he stopped and he fanned Dwarakanath Krishna. But then, as he looked at the Lord, he became so ecstatic that the fan began to shake and the nice and smooth flow of air was interrupted because it was a little bit shaky. So, and he did not think, wow, nice, now I'm really relishing, I'm in ecstasy, nectar. He thought, no, my ecstasy is disturbing the service of Krishna. This is not good, and therefore it's paralyzing me. There's no steady airflow any longer. And he was angry at this ecstasy. Leave me. The original question, in other words, of Radha Krishna, what do you want? You praise us so much. Do you just want to stare at us and relish, or do you want, is there something else? That question is, yes, relishing is not my primary goal. It comes as a byproduct, but to give pleasure is my primary goal. Rupa Goswami is in the spiritual world, Rupa Manjari, as you all know, an eternally liberated associate of Radha. Now he comes down to teach us sadhakas in the world the principles of devotional service. And he plays the role of an ordinary sadhaka who aspires for Krishna. The aspiring devotee should be eager and anxious to engage in Svarupa Seva. There are various types of service. What you do mostly in the West is service to the preaching mission of Krishna. That's the Vaibhava Seva. It's an opulence of Krishna that he has a movement that spreads Krishna consciousness. But more, let us say, intimate and more desirable for a devotee is to engage in service to his personal form. And this becomes possible by a combination of Naam and Dham. If you stay in the holy Dham and chant the name, you will actually become purified in your heart. It will become a mirror, and once it is so pure that it resembles a crystal clear mirror, Radha and Krishna and the Leela will manifest there in the heart. And then you offer carefully some service. Perhaps you bring some flowers. Perhaps you wipe the feet so that the dust is removed. Perhaps you fan also. You may take a palm leaf, put some cool water drops on it, and then... Actually, that's what you do when you want to cool down the sweet rice. You put palm leaf with some water drops in it. And this is very cool, but maybe Radha Krishna not with water drops. So, yes, in the holy Dham, this idea of serving the sweet Radha and Krishna should slowly come. It's called Svarup or Seva, the direct service to the lotus feet. This is also Rupa Goswami's prayer. He doesn't pray, please make that my books are spread far and wide. he wants to really offer the service to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna directly, the Swarup Seva. This was Utkalika Valari, verse number 18. Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bol.